Board, or Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission, I should say, met last night via Zoom, joined on the line now by Director of P&Z, Katie DeLuca. Good morning, Katie. How you doing?
I'm well, thanks, Tony. Good morning.
How'd the meeting go last night?
Well, it was another successful Zoom meeting, and we started at 5, and we're done by 7. We've really tried to keep our agendas short, and last night we had 100 East Putnam Avenue on. This is one of our moderate income dwelling unit applications. If you recall, we do have a moratorium on applications coming in under that section, but this one came in beforehand. So this is in Coscob. We've heard it a few times. And it started off with a bit of disappointment from the applicant after they'd heard the commission's feelings on the size and FAR and bulk of the building at the briefing meeting that, you know, we hold on Mondays. Because at some of the initial meetings, the commission had said that they were okay with you know, the size and bulk, and the neighbors had said they were okay. So naturally, the applicant was confused to hear that sentiment may no longer be the case. So there was a bit of back and forth on that, and the commission did acknowledge that had been their feeling. And I think the part of the problem is the design of the building. One of the things that the applicant had said when they first came in was that they're looking to replicate something that they'd seen in Brooklyn, which then prompted a term that was used quite liberally last night, which was we want a more, quote, Coscob-y feel. So what that means will be worked on. This is a preliminary application, and the commission is just really interested in getting the size of the building figured out so that it can then proceed onto the Architectural Review Committee, where they can look to make it more in keeping with this neighborhood. So part of that was the applicant had agreed to lower the height of the building about 4 feet. And they also looked at narrowing Taylor Drive, which is the road that you take to get behind CVS and Coscob. And at one point they had talked about a third lane there, and that was met with opposition from the neighborhood. They said that's not really the kind of look that and feel that we want for our area. We want it to be much more pedestrian friendly. So to that end, they looked at potentially narrowing the roadways that are there now, you know, fixing the light timing or whatever, but having some sort of landscape element in the middle of that roadway to soften it up a little bit. And speaking of landscaping, there was also a lot of talk about the landscaping on the top of the hill, if you will, between this proposed building and the residents that are up there now. So it was left open in the end, but it started off a bit contentious, but I think everyone found their way to find some sort of consensus of how we could move this project forward, because, as you know, moderate income is such a desirable residential product in town, and so the commission does want to see this project go forward, I believe, but it's just working out how that's going to look and feel and work within the Coscob character.
All right.
So we will go ahead.
No, were you going to say you were going to?
I was going to say we're going to have this heard again on the May 5th meeting.
Okay, and
keep things rolling.
Good. And Coscob, that was in the POCD, wasn't it?
Well, Peter Burke, who is the chairman of the Coscob Association, did point out that in the Coscob neighborhood plan that we did a few years ago, there's description of what that might mean. And you know, it's quite an interesting topic, actually, because we have a historic overlay across the street at the Griff Harris building. Obviously, the Coscob school is an iconic building. You've got the library, but then you have CVS, which is brick, and you've got kind of elements with where Fjord Fisheries is and that whole block. That looks quite similar to some buildings across the street. And then, of course, you've got the mill pond. So there's a lot going on there. So I think this building is going to be very critical, actually, to kind of make sure it blends in nicely and ties all of those kind of elements together. So I don't think the commission feels that they've done that just yet. But one of the nice things about this building is when you're on the road, they've made the streetscape, I think, quite nice, and then the bulk of the building, so to speak, is behind, but it's also built into the hillside, and there's a good 60 feet from the roadway to the start of that building, so there's some visual relief there, at least. So I think, you know, I think working through this process, there will be a nice building that gets constructed in the end that I think will just needs to be softened a little bit in size and in look.
All right. Looks like next on the agenda, Greenwich Hospital.
Yes, and this was not the Smilow Cancer Center. This was to replace the hospital PET and CT scan, and in doing so, they needed to add an additional mechanical room within the garage area. And if you've ever had to go to the hospital, you know it is quite tight down there with respect to parking. But the applicant did provide information from a traffic engineer that did talk about how the rooms have gone from double occupancy down to single occupancy rooms, and they've made huge strides in getting some of their outpatient options out of that building into off-site locations that significantly reduces the demand on that parking. So that was approved last night, and they will be able to proceed with that project.
Okay. Anything else?
Not from last night, no, which was good. I mean, we're really working hard to keep these meetings manageable, meaning only putting applications on that are, you know, quote, ready to go, or need some sort of direction from the commission. So at the next meeting, we have potentially Greenwich Country Day School. We're going to be deciding what goes forward at today's staff meeting, but Greenwich Country Day School, that's their new stadium project on Cardinal Road, as I said, 100 East Putnam. There is a historic overlay on Sheep Hill where they want to effectively retain the homes that are there, and they want to do that through our historic overlay regulations, and then potentially a subdivision on Armstrong Lane if they can get their engineering issues sorted out. And like I said, we want to try to keep it to less than five items if we can, just because of the complexity with Zoom and whatnot. So, yeah. And I think it's been working quite well.
Have you gotten any feedback from applicants, neighbors, about whether this has been good, not so good in terms of trying to get, if they have to speak or something like that? Can you talk about that a bit?
Yeah, I think it's actually been going exceedingly well. There's a function that you can use within Zoom where you can raise your hand. Margarita Albin is our chairwoman, and she's doing a fantastic job of managing these meetings with, making sure that we have the same system that we've always had, meaning the commission speaks first, has a back and forth with the applicant, and then she entertains public comment. I was a little worried at the last meeting because we had a pre-application, which is that's not a formal application. It's a process that we've designed so that applicants can have a discussion with the commission. And at that meeting, we had another option where people could write in comments. And the reason that made me nervous is at some point when these applications close, the commission should not be receiving any additional information. They're record cases, so to speak, so it's an open and close record. So that function was turned off for last night's meeting, and there was no issue with that. Again, like I said, people could raise their hand, and it went quite well. So I think it's going very, very well indeed. And we had, I think, at one point over 50 people on the meeting last night, so they're well attended, and people are getting the hang of it, and I think it's going very well. And in order to get onto these meetings, just to quickly let people know, you can go to the Agenda Center on greenwichct.gov, click on the agenda, and the link to the Zoom is within the agenda itself. And you just, once you've downloaded Zoom, you can just click on that link, and that gets you right in.
All right, great. Well, you got more free time now, home at 7 o'clock or post-meeting at 7
yes.
o'clock, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And it looks like you've had some virtual planning workshops here.
Yeah, we've been having several of those. We actually have another one today at 11. We want to keep going with our plan of conservation development implementation. We have a greenscape committee that's looking at landscaping up and down the post road. They've been meeting regularly, making great progress there. And those are also in the agenda center, the agenda for those meetings and the link if anyone's interested in attending. And we've had great attendance on those too. And our planning meetings the same. We've been talking about regulation changes that we're looking to do, in short order, one of which has to do with the moratorium for moderate income and how we want to adjust those regulations. Another is loosening the regulations for accessory apartments. We have those already, but we want to promote those more in the community. And our commercial zone regulations that we've been working on, we talked about that a little bit. We've got an RFP that we're going to send out shortly for an update to sign and landscaping regulations. And then, of course, the pre-application, kind of getting that process formalized. So we're full speed ahead, and we're doing good.
All right, good. And go to the town website find out all the information about when those meetings are and how to Zoom in.
Exactly.
Katie DeLuca, Director of Planning and Zoning. Thanks very much, Katie. Have a great day. Stay healthy.
Thanks, Tony. You too.
WGCH Sioux Center Time is coming up.